tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning. Welcome along to Tip Today on this Friday, the 5th day of March. 1800 938 007, our free phone number. Won't cost you anything to speak to Doc, who is producing today. Now, just a reminder again, this evening from 6 p.m. we're broadcasting a remembrance. It's a rather special 20-minute programme of music and reflection to remember all those who we lost in the last 12 months. Now, to commemorate this remembrance, all week we've partnered up with Frank Alley and his team at Dundrum Nurseries, giving you the chance to win a holly bush. Lovely tradition around the holly bush, truly Irish evergreen, and it does, of course, commemorate life. We've two more to give away on the programme today, and that's based on your interaction with us by text and WhatsApp. And if you want to remember a loved one in your text or WhatsApp today, well, we'd particularly like to hear from you then. Give us your name and your details at the end of your contribution, and we'll have that draw just before the end of the programme. Now, coming up on today's show, the number of passengers arriving through Dublin Airport has increased, with holidaying being the main reason for foreign travel. We'll tease that out. Misinformation in relation to COVID and vaccination. It can be very difficult indeed to distinguish fact from fiction. We have words of wisdom from Johnny Luby. We have our Friday panel, and lots and lots of our listeners particularly taken by first dates last night with Tipperary people Mary Swords and John Fogarty. I'm delighted to say we'll be speaking to Mary a little later on in the programme. But first of all, let's have a listen to what she had to say.
I'm involved with the Act Retirement in Tipperary Town. It's about 90 of us. And we all go off on trips. So one year we went to Waterford, and said to me, Mary, I have to get some mascards. I said, that's fine, we go to the cathedral. So I went to the cathedral and we got the mascards. And we turned down this side road, not the way we came, because we're going to find a main shopping centre. And I said, Dan, oh, look over there. I said, come on, we're going for the crack. So anyway, we went in anyway. I was standing there looking at all the vibrators. I said to myself, just that queer looking things there. So one came over to me, she said to me, are you interested in the vibrators? I said, I am, yeah. She said, I'll show you some. So I brought out this thing. It was like a rocket, the shape of a rocket. She must have switched it on before she gave it to me, you know, because when she put it in my hand, it hopped, it just started jumping. And I dropped it and everything. Anyway, we all went back to the hotel afterwards. And the women are like, no, they said, what did you buy? And what did you buy? I bought mascars. Mary, what did you buy? I bought a vibrator.
Oh, that's brilliant altogether. We'll be speaking to Mary a little later on in the programme, and delighted to do so, because I worked with Mary on radio many, many years ago indeed, so looking forward to that. Let's see what's making headlines today. Right across the newspapers this morning, the health chief's warning over potential stillbirth linked to COVID-19 in 4 cases, and obstetricians have been asked to be on alert following those 4 stillbirths in pregnant women with COVID-19 that could potentially be linked to the virus. Also making headlines on the Indo today, first lawsuits launched over mother and baby homes. The first lawsuits in what is expected to be a raft of claims against the state have been initiated in the wake of the damning mother and baby homes report. Let's have a look at the Irish Examiner and nursing homes. To face actions, up to 15 public and private nursing homes are facing legal proceedings for wrongful death and negligence. It's revealed in the Examiner today, and the law firm PA Duffy says it has 40 clients who want to sue in relation to their loved ones' treatment in nursing homes during the COVID-19 pandemic. And also, protest organisers could face criminal prosecution. Gardaí have warned some of the organisers of tomorrow's anti-lockdown rally in Cork City that they could face a criminal investigation if it goes ahead. In the Irish Times today, Ireland may ask other EU countries to share their vaccines. Ireland may ask countries to share stock of COVID-19 vaccines amid concern about the reliability of delivery commitments from the manufacturers of AstraZeneca in the coming months. And also on the front of the Times today, it seems that US President Joe Biden is unequivocal in his support for the Belfast Agreement, the White House has said, and that's following the UK's move to extend the grace period for post-Brexit checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from Britain, which has the EU hopping up and down, as you know. And that's a quick look across what's making headlines today. Now, to kick off the programme, a 26-year-old was jailed for 5 years last month for mugging a former Tipperary hurler whom he beat with a crutch just after the victim was discharged from a hospital in Cork. Adam Sheehan from Seamus Murphy Place in Mallow pleaded guilty to robbing Seamus Troy on Railway Lane in Cork City. Now, Mr. Troy, who won All-Ireland Minor and Under-21 Hurling medals with his native Tipperary in 1989 and 91, had travelled for an appointment at Cork University Hospital. And Seamus Troy joins me now. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. And thank you for coming on with us today. I know it could be quite difficult for you, Seamus, but could you take us back to that day in Cork City and tell us what happened?
Right. The day in question, I left Cork Regional Hospital. I went and had a burger, got a taxi to the bus station, and this Sheehan guy followed me down, and he pushed me, he grabbed my bag first, then pushed me to the ground and beat me 40 times over the head.
Now, you were on crutches on that day, Sheehan, isn't
correct,
that right?
Yeah.
And he used the crutch to beat you, is that it?
Yeah, 40 times he beat me over the head. I got 27 stabs in my head, broken eye socket, a broken nose, and he put three coins down my mouth. And when I went to, I was sent to, when the guards came, they thought it was a murder scene with the amount of blood I had lost. And he'd taken my shoes, my jacket, the whole lot. And, you know, I just can't understand. He'll only do 3 years. And the sentence carries 10 years.
And tell me about him coming back. He beat you initially and then he went a distance away. And did he come back to beat you again?
Yes.
That must have been a nightmare for you. I mean, how were you feeling at that day? I mean, this is unprovoked. This came out of the blue.
Didn't even know the person. Never met him before in my life. And when the Gardaí came to me in the hospital, they said to me, "Did I know him?" I said, "No." And they asked for, "Can we get a sample of your blood?" I said, "You can." So I had to sign a form for that because he was on drugs. And the whole lot, and my system was clear. And my son came down, and my daughter, and they came to the hospital, and he said to the nurse, "I'm looking for my dad." And she said, "He's there." And he said, "That's not my dad." He couldn't recognise me with the beating I got.
You say, Seamus, that at that point your whole life flashed in front of your face when you were getting that beating, yeah?
I looked up at him and I said, I have three kids. I said, and a 14-year-old daughter, I said.
You said this to him?
Yeah, and he kept beating me.
And what was he saying to you, Seamus, while he was doing that?
I want money for vodka. And he took my wallet. And then he put his knee down top of me as I was bleeding badly out of the head. And he put three coins down my mouth. I said, "It's an MRI in Cork. I went to my doctor, and my doctor contacted me and told me to go straight to Limerick Regional Hospital after I was released.
And did you swallow those coins?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was just absolute barbaric, wasn't it?
It's horrific. You know, I can't understand it, because the sentence carries 10 years.
And was it because he didn't have any other previous convictions? Did that play a part in the leniency?
He had 20 previous convictions for arson, criminal, and carrying professional knife.
For burglary,
knife.
Yes, but yeah. not for violence, was it?
Carrying possession of a knife should be violence, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And there was a warrant out for his arrest, and the guards couldn't find him the night he attacked me.
And when the guard that found you, was this guy not in close proximity to you at that point?
The guards did a search, and he was a good bit away, but he had my blood on his pants, and he had my crutch, and he's swinging it, and my bag, and my wallet.
What has this done to you long term? Because obviously, you know, the body can heal, but what about mentally, Seamus?
Well, I'm being diagnosed as post-traumatic stress disorder. And I never do it glasses before, and now I do over it.
Right. And you sound still, you know, affected by this, so I presume it's...
Oh, serious. I don't leave home at all.
You're not able to go out?
No.
And is that because this fear haunts you, is it?
Yeah.
And did the judge seem to take that? Did you make a victim impact statement?
I did indeed.
Yeah.
So it is. I just thought the sentence was very lenient.
Because, you know, I mean, the judge said it was a merciless attack. It was without compassion, necessity, or purpose.
Yeah.
But 7 years was the initial sentencing, but 2 years suspended.
Yeah.
And you reckon that of that 5 years, then you think he won't spend more than 3 years?
Well, I spoke to Detective Pádraig White last Sunday night, and he said he'll be out after two.
And tell me this, I mean, is there not an appeal because of how lenient this is?
I've asked for an appeal in to the DPP and to Detective Pádraig White, and they said, no, there won't be any appeal.
Right.
In relation to it.
And this, there's no doubt that this has ongoing effects on your life.
Oh, serious. And my kids.
And your kids.
Yeah.
And tell me why your kids as well, because they see you, how upset you are and how damaged you are by this.
Oh, yeah. So, James, my son, you know, he went to the gallows that night, and three guards came out to him, and he just said, what's the story? And they said, we have him in custody. And he said, that's not good enough. And Nicole went as well. And
what does this say in general about these kind of attacks on people, Seamus? I mean, if there's not enough of a deterrent there, will this continue, I suppose?
But sure, when he gets out again, who's the next person he's going to attack? And what's going to get away with it again?
What can you do now, Seamus?
There's nothing I can do now. Not a thing. I have my solicitor on it, Andrew Darcy, and he's trying to get an appeal in, and he wrote to me yesterday, and he said, no appeal.
No appeal. What about work, Seamus? What's the story there?
I can't work.
You can't work?
I'm still, No, I'm waiting on an operation in my neck for the broken bone in my vertebrae, C2 and 3.
And did that happen to you during the attack?
Yeah.
That damage?
Yeah.
So you don't even know the full outcome of your injuries yet?
No.
It's an absolute disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. It really, really is indeed, Seamus. I hope you're getting some help for your mind and for your mental health. And
not one bit.
Right.
And even a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, she's a guard in Limerick.
Yeah, don't give me any names, though.
I'm not mentioning her name.
Mm, yeah.
She contacted me. And she said to me that the Gardaí should have organised the counselling. And I said, no, they haven't. And she said, it's a joke.
So there was no counselling organised for you?
No.
Right. Do you think the victims in this, they come out really badly, don't they, in these attacks?
It's ridiculous. Absolutely unreal what people go through.
And the difference in you, Seamus, from before this assault to the Seamus I'm speaking to now, is what?
As I said, I don't leave the house. That's it.
You don't leave the house. You can't work.
I'm still on crutches the whole time. My balance and my neck. And I'm still waiting on an appointment. And actually, I got a text yesterday from Croom, from the orthopaedics. And they're supposed to bring me today.
Seamus, we wish you well, even though I feel poorly enough about saying that because I can hear the pain that you're going through. Look after yourself, Seamus, and thank you for sharing your story with us today. That's Seamus Troy. I'm sure you know Seamus from his days hurling for the county. 1800 938 007. The text and WhatsApp is 083 311 3311.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.